Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question, and that question is related to the night that many of us will witness today. However, for some people, it might have occurred yesterday or might occur tomorrow. I'm speaking of the 23rd of Ramadan, the night of the 23rd of Ramadan. As you know, according to some traditions, this could be the night of ordainment, Laylatul Qadr. So in this, you know, in this regards, we want to ask the following question. What is the night of ordainment and why is it significant? And also, why is it that the 23rd could be, you know, this night of ordainment? In response to the first question, we can say that the night of ordainment is significant in many respects. The night of ordainment is, first of all, a night in which the destiny or taqdeer of every person is written with respect to what will transpire for him in the forthcoming year. This is one of the, you know, events that happens and transpires on this night. From another point of view, the night of ordainment is significant because the deeds or the actions of people, you know, the book of deeds or the, you know, whatever they've committed that's been written down, this is handed over to the Imam of our age, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, for scrutiny and inspection. This is another insignificant aspect of this night of ordainment. Probably both of these two phenomena are somehow connected to one another, meaning based on the assessment of our actions by the Imam, as a repercussion, our destiny will be written down for us as with respect to the following year. And third, and again, this is also connected, I guess, to the other two, is that this night is significant because this is a night where the doors of God's mercy are opened and we are, you know, allowed to ask forgiveness from God. Of course, we're always allowed to ask for forgiveness from God, but the chances of His forgiving us on this night are greater than in other nights. This is another significant aspect of the night of ordainment. And again, this is probably all connected. All these three, you know, aspects of this night are connected to one another. This is the answer to that first question. With respect to the second question, which was that why is it that the 23rd night of Ramadan is probably the night of ordainment, most probably? In response to this question, we can say that, first of all, the night of ordainment is a night, it could be any night of the year. It's not necessarily has to be a specific night. And God has kept it hidden from, you know, people, so that, you know, people will always be careful throughout the year as with respect to what they do. But the reason why the 23rd is probably, the, you know, according to our scholars, probably the night of ordainment, and there's more probability of it being the night of ordainment, is something that has been mentioned in certain hadith, in which a Bedouin came to the Prophet and asked him and told him, "I cannot come to, you know, the city to be with you all the time, but I want to be there at a very significant time. Can you tell me which night I should come?" So at this, the Prophet responded by saying, "Well, you should come on the 23rd." So a lot of scholars have said that this indicates that the chances of the night of ordainment falling on the 23rd are more likely. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the night of ordainment and its nature and what it is in the light of the hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.